from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good team, bro. Oh man, yeah, I got a good team right here. It's a good team.
Coach, after reviewing the film, what did you see from your team on Saturday?
After reviewing the film, the one thing that stuck out to me was just the energy from our entire team. Kind of mentioned it a little bit, but on after the game, but to see the pure excitement and joy, guys having fun playing football, like that's what it's about, right? It felt special watching it on film. You see that connectedness, you see our guys truly excited for each other. Like, I love that about our team. I love where we are right now as a team.
When you have a player like Kamari Lassiter, a rookie like that, you watch him and he's able to flush out his mistakes. Is that a sign of, you know, just where he came from with the University of Georgia, how he's been coached for the past?
For Kamari, you can tell, like, he's built for this. Like, when it comes to the mental toughness piece that plays a lot into being a good football player at this level, like, you have to be mentally tough. You have to have that next play mentality. And, you know, at Georgia, Kirby's done a great job, you can tell, of raising them the right way, of having those guys. Kirby's done a great job with all of his guys, having those guys NFL ready to go. And that's one thing you see from Georgia, like, year after year since he's been there, right? Those guys are plug and play type players, and it's a credit to him and his program and how they run things there. It's you get a Georgia guy, you know you're getting an NFL player.
Can you talk about your first team offense? Did you see what you wanted from them in the time they were on the field?
For our first team offense, I did. I saw some really bright spots, starting with the offensive line. I thought they did a really nice job of protecting. They were firm up front. They handled the edges well. And Titus and Blake did a good job on the edges, and we were firm on the interior. And also just the way we distributed the football, I wanted to see that, right? I wanted to see the ball in different places, different spots, and it was really cool for me to go back and watch and to see multiple guys touch the ball and be effective touching the ball. Nico, with the ball that he got, I mean, Tank had a nice one that was called back, but Diggs on the jet sweep and also the third down win. So Dalton, it was just multiple guys touching the ball. Can't forget Brevin making a really nice play to get a first down for us. It was just really cool to see, you know, multiple guys. And I talk to the guys all the time about how many playmakers we have on the offensive side. So it was just cool to see, you know, Bobby doing a great job with this staff of distributing it in a very good manner.
So on the one play that got called back, play action to Kane down the sidelines, that kind of like deep outbreaking route, CJ was able to fire it in there. That's obviously not an easy throw. A lot of quarterbacks can't make that. But when you have a guy that can make those type of throws, whether the pocket's muddy or not, consistently, what does that do for an offense?
It looks easy to CJ. Some of the throws he makes, it looks easy. But I always try to show our guys like how impressive it is with some of the plays that he makes, and also how fine of a line, how close it has to be to make a play in this league. Like, it's tight coverage. Even the third down play to Diggs, they're playing tight man coverage. You got a plug player in the middle, but CJ held the plugger just long enough, right, to make a play. And it's plays like that to Tank on the sideline that I let guys know you can't get bored with seeing the good plays that CJ is able to make. Like, it's rare to see a young player make the plays that he makes, and he's doing a great job of getting better each and every day. And that's what I enjoy most about working with him. Like, his competitiveness, his will, his drive and desire to get better, and it shows up on game day.
D'Amico, with the joint practice with the Rams, is it one day? Is that what's going to be on Thursday?
Yeah, we'll have joint practice with the Rams one day.
And will you turn your ones loose? You seemed to indicate that when we talked after the game. Will you have your ones against their ones, and do you have any hesitation doing that this late in camp?
Yeah, we'll compete versus the Rams. They're a good team, so we're excited about them coming in, and they'll give us some different looks, offensively and defensively, and that's what joint practice is about, right? Getting good competitive work in, guys who know how to work the right way. That's the main thing about it. Like, we're not coming out to have a shoving match or anything like that. We want to work against a really good football team, well-coached team that I respect what those guys have done since Sean has been there. So I'm excited to get to work with those guys.
What does a healthy Jimmy Ward do for you guys on defense? We saw it a little bit last year, dealt with some of the injuries. We obviously see what he can do in San Francisco. What does a healthy Jimmy Ward allow you guys to do on defense that maybe you can't do when he's not on the field?
Yeah, Jimmy, he provides, first off, is the communication piece. He's a great communicator, and Jimmy is versatile. I always loved his versatility. He can come down and play man coverage. He can play in the deep half of the field, like making plays. Jimmy is a very versatile player. I think that opens up a variety of things that we can do defensively when it comes to game planning wise.
To piggyback off Kim's question, what did you make of the first team rushing offense? It seemed like y'all got going in the second quarter to perform further, but the first team kind of struggled. I think they may have 5 yards. What did you make of that? I know there's a lot of context involved that we don't see. So
yeah, no, not sure how many rushes we had for our first unit. I know we had one outside zone play that we mistargeted a guy. We missed a guy, so a guy was free in the hole on one. And then another probably, missed a run where we could have been downhill. But, overall, I think just with our O-line, our tight ends, and how it's hard to judge off a couple runs, I think we threw the ball a lot with our first team, so there weren't really many runs to judge. And I don't want to, judge our team off of 2 runs. That's unfair to, make a judgment off of 2 runs. Yeah.
D'Amico, this is coming into your last preseason game and then getting ready to go to cutdown. What are y'all looking at? What are some of the parameters, some of the benchmarks y'all going to be looking at with this last game and then moving into the final cutdown and everything?
Coming into our last preseason game, it will be a really big opportunity for a lot. I always say young guys, but it's a lot of guys on our team who aren't just solidified ones on our team. So it's an opportunity for those guys, one last week to show the improvements that they made, to show that they belong, to show that they can help our team, be a, successful team this year. So it's just one more look for guys. And, I think at this point we've seen what a lot of our guys can do. We've seen how they can help us. And I just want to see those guys, if they can take another jump, right? Can they take another jump? Can they correct the things that need to be corrected? And can the guys just go out and compete and play fast football for us?
The roof panel is obviously missing there. Did you notice it? Did it have any effects on the play or the playing conditions when you were out there on Saturday?
The roof panels are, well, those two roof panels are open, but I did not see it have an effect on any of the players. It didn't have an effect on the game at all. At times, right, if it, the sun wasn't shining, you didn't even notice it for a second, and the temperature or anything, you didn't feel any difference there. So it didn't have any effects on us.
Coach, a lot of people know that, you and Matt call the defensive plays, but a lot of people don't see the work that Dino does with Derek and what he does with Kamari. Can you just talk about how he's been able to help Derek take that next step and how he's bringing Kamari along?
Yeah. Dino has done a great job working with our corners, specifically working with Stingley, and just training him on his technique, training him on...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just finishing every play and just instilling that confidence in him that when the ball goes up, like, it's your ball, go make the play. And so it's a huge credit. Hats off to Dino for the work that he's done. And I was blessed that Dino was here before I got here, and just talking with him, understanding he's a good young football coach who has a bright future in this league. And he's done a really great job with the corners, working with those guys every single day. He's done a great job of leading that room. And you see the production from those guys, and that's a direct correlation to the work that Dino has done with those guys and how he has those guys prepared and ready to play.
Last one.
So when you think about being at this point in a preseason for young guys who are, like you said, maybe not the ones, do you remember just the mental piece and what that's like navigating? How do you not press, overthink it? What can you say about that part?
Yeah, it's tough at this point in the league for all of the guys, right? All the teams are in this same spot. And I tell our guys, you have to block out all of the noise, the external noise and, unfortunately, the internal noise, where you may have some doubt or you're thinking, oh, are they keeping this many guys? It's like you have to block all those things out, because you never know what can happen. And also at this point in time, if you don't make it, that doesn't mean that that's the end for you, right? There are a lot of guys who have had successful careers in this league who didn't get that first yes, right? It was a little journeyman to find their way, but they found their way and they made a career in the league. So it's just about how guys attack it, right? Attacking it the right way and just continuing to work on themselves and focus on getting better. No problem. Thank you, guys.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.